Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms. When you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about your out-of-pocket costs. That can be a lot of money. But are your bills accurate? It's estimated over 50% of medical bills contain errors. HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. To save, visit HealthLock.com today.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
It's never been more important to diversify your financial portfolio.
Well, that's right. The S&P is down 20% from the last year, and this year looks even worse.
Gold and precious metals offer a hedge against inflation and stock market volatility. And Legacy Precious Metals is the company Ken and I trust.
Protect your retirement account by rolling it into a gold-backed IRA or have metals shipped directly to your door.
Call our friends at Legacy Precious Metals today at 866-691-2173.
Or visit buylegacygold.com.
This week at Safeway, enjoy big savings with the BOGO sale, where select items throughout the store are buy one, get one free. With this week's BOGO sale, get select meats like Signature Farms 90% lean ground beef or boneless, skinless chicken breasts or thighs, buy one, get one free. Plus, select fresh produce items like 1 pound containers of sweet strawberries or containers of blueberries or buy one, get one free. Safeway, come in and explore and see what other deals you can find.
Technical issues already?
Oh, you have no idea.
Oh, I had those today, too. I'm in such a bad mood.
They're moving everything to another studio in 10 days. So
I heard we got evicted. Everything's closing down. Am I right?
We did. We got evicted from this side of the
building.
You're
going to be doing the show on the sidewalk out there on Olive.
Pretty much. Yeah.
Why not? It's a nice
day. And everything is just, I mean, there's wires hanging from the ceiling out in the hallway.
Oh,
all the equipment is being dismantled. They have gotten rid of all these. There's a lot of empty space. They've gotten rid of a lot of cubicles. What was your problem today?
Oh, I couldn't sign. My email's all messed up. I'm in a new place down the hall to prep before I go on the air. So the email wouldn't work. And
they destroyed
all kinds
her,
of other...
her recording room, right? Your recording room got destroyed.
Yep.
No, I couldn't sign in under the new system either.
Okay.
It's a mess here. It's a complete mess.
Come on Ken. Join the fun.
Yeah. You don't
there's
know what you're
missing.
Nothing
left. No, I had to clean out my office because they said that we're not going to be in that office anymore. So I took all my crap home because they're going to. There was a sign on the door, eviction notice.
I know.
So they're rejiggering the entire, I don't know.
I went to court for a 30-day appeal.
Oh, you did? You try to get a stay? I heard Ray's pretty upset, too.
Tenant protection.
Did they stick Ray, like, in the middle of a bullpen or something? Or?
I don't know. We do have a new office location, if you ever want
to
back here.
Oh, you do? I thought you weren't going to get one in the long term. You were just.
Well, I don't know about the long term. It's the short term. Because we're doing two moves. We're going to a temporary studio and then a permanent one.
See what the pandemic did? It changed everything.
I think the permanent studio is in San Bernardino.
And then I can hardly wait until we use those. Then our email, everything will be messed up there as well until things get straightened out.
And on top of that, it's so hot today. 95 in Burbank.
Oh, yeah.
How you feeling?
It's oppressive. It's
96 tomorrow. 97 on Friday. Have fun.
That's close,
show outside.
That's close to a record, probably.
For April. You would think so. Yeah. Everybody's talking about the weather. No, what I'm talking about is annoying. I wake up, look at my phone this morning, and there's an ugly picture of Garcetti staring at me from John Cobalt. What's that about? And well, he's got his head turned and his mouth open.
Yeah.
It's like a goofy shot. It's not one of these. This is my professional mayor look.
No, Garcetti's mouth is wide open. And he's got a look of expectation on his face. So I don't know what that's about.
Maybe it's one of those gags where you try to throw the popcorn into the mouth. You know, you do that with friends or something. You throw little food items. No?
Daniel Gus.
You're thinking something else, aren't you?
Daniel Gus is an independent journalist. Sometimes he's come on the show with us. And he wrote a piece saying it's pretty much assured that Garcetti is not getting the ambassador to India job. So that was the photo he used.
Oh, that's where you found it.
Yes.
Supposedly Garcetti's face, as he's been told, is not going to happen. Well, he is smiling, but it's kind of shocking.
It looks like he's shocked, yeah.
Oh.
A horror face.
Yeah, what's the, should we have a pool? What's the day that he formally drops out? Is it going to happen this month, you think?
He's not self-aware. He's not picking up the hints. Usually a guy would have conceded by now and withdrawn.
Right.
But I don't know. He probably thinks he can do a blizzard of lobbying with all his lackeys and try to save himself.
Well, because so far the official White House statement still backs him, but that's just BS for the media.
Yeah, that's BS. No.
I know. What's really going on, what's really being discussed is let's find a replacement.
Yeah. No, I think that decision's already been made, and they're trying to do him the courtesy of a limited amount of embarrassment.
Right.
Although Gus thought that maybe Friday at 6 o'clock, or a Friday at 6 o'clock, buried at the end of a weekly news cycle, and nobody will notice it.
And maybe I'm too woke. Isn't that weird to say? But you would think sometimes when you make these ambassadorship appointments, you might find somebody that has background either genetically or otherwise is maybe a person of India, right?
Yeah.
Can you do that kind of to say, here's someone that understands your culture, our culture, they could be a good cross.
Well,
Garcetti?
He studied Hindu in college.
Yeah,
seriously, he did.
That's a stretch. It was like one class.
I don't know.
Was it part of his yoga shapes?
I saw that in a biography that he studied some of this area. I don't know how much. But no, you're right. It should be somebody who's really intimately familiar with the country.
But they don't normally do that, right? Didn't Caroline Kennedy end up in Japan? I mean,
that's the thing. It's a payoff to people who raised money for the campaign.
Yeah, because it's a cushy job and it's cool to live in a foreign country for a few years. And
it's oftentimes retired CEOs who donated a bundle, and they just want to take their wife and live in Paris or London for a couple of years.
Yeah, go to parties.
Yeah, because ambassadors really don't do much.
When the wife isn't looking, find foreign hookers.
It's, yeah, exactly. The wife is sent shopping in Paris, and the old coot's enjoying some French hookers in the embassy.
You know, women are more and more ambassadors now. You're generalizing that it's usually males.
Well, then the women are enjoying the gigolos.
Gigolos. Speaking of Biden, I don't know how many times I've watched the video and I can't stop watching it. Yesterday, after Obama's appearance at the White House to celebrate the anniversary of Obamacare, which was silly because it's 12 years and who cares, it was really an attempt by the Biden White House to bring somebody in that's still got some magic with the public, and that's Obama. But after, I guess, the speeches, they're all standing on stage and everybody clamors around Obama and Biden. Boy, if you didn't think he was ready for the home before, watch the video, because he walks back and forth, puts his arms out, looks confused. Nobody's talking to him. Nobody's directing him. And he's staring back at the crowd around Obama like, oh, yeah, well, I get it.
Well,
and then eventually he saunters off, but he does that thing where his hands are up like, what do I do now? Yeah. Where am I?
In fact,
does anybody know what's going on?
Ray, do we have the video up on the website?
Is there a video of this? Because it's 13 seconds and I don't, it's just noise.
There is a C-SPAN video, and there's one, and I can't remember if it was on YouTube or if it was on one of the news sites. It was about 45 seconds total. And about a third of it is Obama in the crowded room, and everybody's coming up to him. And he's shaking hands and laughing and joking.
Yeah, that's the one I'm looking at right now.
And Joe is standing behind him trying to get Obama's attention, and he keeps like tapping.
Oh, I haven't seen that one.
No, he's tapping Obama on the shoulder.
Oh, no.
And Obama ignores him. Doesn't turn around once. Doesn't seem to even notice. And Joe keeps tapping and tapping, and no response.
That's a good indication you are irrelevant.
And then the one you saw is when they were up on stage. And
yeah, there's a whole crowd around Obama, five or six, and they're described as staffers. And Biden is all by himself, and he's looking around.
And he starts.
Somebody help me.
He starts, like,
do you have a couch?
Stumbling in one direction, and then decides on another direction. Nobody's talked to him. No one's helping him either. That's really, you'd think they'd have a minder just so you wouldn't have this video out there, right?
Like, yeah, to direct him quickly off stage if that's what they're going to do. But instead, he's perplexed.
He doesn't have a caretaker anymore. And when I noticed this when he was standing next to Obama, and Obama's ignoring him, he's got that old man, open mouth, glazed eye look.
Yes.
That you only
that's
see.
That's the one from the home, the guy in the
right,
chair.
Right, right. It really is. You can hear him going, and I'm looking.
The lights are out. Right.
No, I mean, they are completely out. I don't know how you look at this.
And not even a dimmer switch.
No. This is somebody pulled the plug.
It's off.
It's blackout time.
But this is the president. That's what's weird about it.
I know.
This is just a guy that lived down the street from me. I wouldn't talk like this. But
you can tell that everybody in that room, all his staffers, have given up on him. Obama's given up on him.
Right,
and that was the contrast, because Obama was smiling, full of life, joking around. He looked like he was president again. He really did. He just had energy going through him. And Joe looked like a guy who wandered off the White House tour. And
I wonder how much of this Obama enjoyed and understands that this is a dud. And I know if I show up, I'm going to be the celebrity star. Because people are like, oh, my God, thank God a real president's back.
I know. I think all those people were the reason they were giddy. It's like it was a return to the good old days. And
they know the approval numbers. They're hit with them every day. They're constantly looking at polling, and they realize that the elections coming up are probably going to be horrendous for them. This whole thing's been a horrible failure. And, yeah, Obama represents the good old days. He got two terms. There were some rough spots in there, but he got two terms.
Yeah. Yeah. Biden, that was just an embarrassment. Like, they should not have put him in that position. It's clear nobody cares anymore. He doesn't have a friend on his staff.
All right, when we come back, we'll update you on the Sacramento shooting. Oh, big shock. It looked like rival gangs shooting at each other. I know, it's a stunning development to the story, but for a couple of days, nobody was saying what appeared to be obvious, but we'll give you the update coming up.
John and Ken Show, KFI. John and Ken Show, John Cobell and Ken Champeau. It's KFI AM 640 live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app.
The Moist Line comes back day after tomorrow. A quick reminder that you can now leave us a message using the iHeartRadio app. There is a little microphone icon, which we call the TalkBack feature, and you can blast your message there. And poor Eric Sklar goes through them just like he does the voicemail, 1-877-MOIST-86. 1-877-664-7886.
Give Eric something to work with.
Yeah, I know. He's got to have patience.
He doesn't have enough to do.
And he's displaced, too. Everybody's displaced. Is that what I'm hearing? Everybody's
We're
displaced.
Going to be displaced.
Yes, I'm displaced, but I actually like my setting.
Oh, see? Someone that doesn't bitch. How about that? Thank you.
I got an upgrade with the TV, so I'm not complaining.
Yeah, well, I'm going to be in
a dorm room
where I can't see anybody. I won't be able to see Eric, Ray, or Deborah. We're going to have video
cameras.
What
do you mean, see anybody?
I'm going to be in an isolated studio, and there's no
window.
Oh,
doing the show. I thought you meant when you're like,
No, actually, I'm being put into an isolation room for good.
You're going to have video cameras?
That's what I'm told, yeah.
Oh, so you can watch Deborah Mark sit there in front of the microphone and talk?
Yes.
Okay, that's key.
That's right. Like...
I can
leer at Ray if I want.
Your update on the Sacramento shooting, 6 people dead, 12 injured. Today they're telling us, and it's not really a shock, that it looks like it was rival gangs that opened fire at each other. They believe at least 5 shooters were involved in what happened in Sacramento.
I thought that's supposed to be the great entertainment center of Sacramento, where everybody goes to have a good time on weekend nights, huh? This was like the grand reopening after all the lockdowns.
I gotta tell you something. I've been reading about Sacramento, and of course, one thing that they like to tell us the last couple of years: a lot of people move there. It's growing and thriving, and with that, comes crime and home. They got a big homelessness problem too.
Yeah.
Well, and we talked about that river up there that's full of feces.
The river of feces.
So you got these brothers, Dondre Martin, age 26, and his brother Smiley Allen Martin, age 27. And they're telling us for sure, they're pretty sure, that Dondre Martin is one of the shooters that opened fire on the other rival gangs. But as you know, some bystanders were killed. Apparently, a homeless woman was killed. And the Times gave her quite a write-up, which, you know, would be in line with their...
Oh, the homeless woman got the write-up, but the others...
Oh, she got a big write-up.
Yeah, I saw that. I didn't read very much of it.
It's sad that she was killed. I'm not going to argue that, but I don't know it's necessary to...
Well, I mean...
But again, it's talking about, well, you know, that's because the people have to live on the streets. This is what can happen to them. I'm like, well, that's not the way we should do things. But then again...
All right.
The woman should be taken into a place where she can get the help she needs, whether she likes it or not. How many times do we have to say that on the show? Over 100 shell casings were found. They have so much video, and I guess they realized this entertainment district in downtown Sacramento, you better have a lot of video cameras because things like this can happen, right? Any kind of crime or mayhem. So they have a lot of evidence to review. This is why we don't quite have murder charges against anyone yet.
No, these are the charges to hold on to them until they get the murder charges together.
Yes.
An update on what I'm guessing these guys are going to be implicated in the actual killing of the victims.
I think so, because as it turns out, one of the six people that was killed apparently is a friend of Smiley Martin's and appeared in a video with him where they're holding guns.
Yeah.
So that looks like it's probably one of his gang buddies, and he was one of the six people killed. So.
These are horrible, violent people who should be kept in prison at all times for the rest of their lives. The thing is, they advertise on social media that they have these big, deadly guns. They show off every day. They've got posts about what they're capable of doing. And we just stand around, and Smiley's the guy who got a 10-year prison sentence and was out in 4 years.
Yeah, he was beating a woman that was either his girlfriend or his prostitute. We couldn't be quite sure of that, but that's why he got a long sentence for that domestic violence. But as we learned yesterday, right, that is not considered a serious nonviolent, a serious or violent offense.
Right.
Domestic violence incidents.
Now, the thing is,
what made him eligible for this early release.
There's this bloated windbag, gas bag of a state senator named Bob Hertzberg out of the San Fernando Valley.
The worst. He's trying to get on the board of supervisors.
I know. So we're warning you. Don't vote for this.
He's the worst.
This windbag to be county supervisor. He might be worse than the ones we have. And he started bloviating that our message to California is simple. The legislature will act to stop this plague of gun violence. We have to.
No.
If it takes another 107 gun laws to be able to stop this senseless gun violence, it's the right thing to do. No, you big bloated fool. When you have Smiley Martin in prison, keep him there. Period. You had him in prison. He already beat up a woman badly enough to get a 10-year sentence. Don't let him out after 4 years. What is wrong with you? What kind of disorder do you have? It's people who commit these crimes. If you let them run free, you're going to have more dead people. In fact, I saw today that since this Prop 57 passed and all the others, the Assembly Bill 109, they have let out 30,000 state prisoners, 30,000 felons. Think about that. 30,000 convicted felons have been let out by the progressive Democrats. And you wonder why the crime is surging.
You know, it's funny that you mentioned what was it? Hertzberg.
Bob Hertzberg, yeah.
Hertzberg mentioned that we, oh yeah, if it takes another 107 gun laws to be able to stop the senseless violence, it's the right thing to do. I mean, another old tired hack is in the story because he's Sacramento mayor now, mm-hmm. Daryl Steinberg. He used to be the leader of the state Senate.
Yeah, he got on.
And boy, that city's been horrible with him in charge.
It's a carousel of fools.
He said the same thing about more gun control. We need to help out law enforcement to get illegal guns off the street. And we need more early intervention and gang prevention. Nothing mentioned about keeping people in prison longer.
Right.
That just doesn't come up anymore.
And that's the root cause of the problem. In case you're looking for root causes. I know
Kamala
Harris
crowd likes
is
to tell
stumbling
us that,
around.
Oh, that didn't work. Keeping people in prison a long time, and this George Gascon's famous for this. The studies show keeping people in prison for a long time doesn't work. Well, no, it's
false.
Does.
It does. He lies. The studies show that.
Then they can't kill people.
Here's your study. You tell me how he's going to commit a crime if he's locked up behind bars. Go ahead. Explain that to me. I mean, maybe he'll shank somebody in the cafeteria line. I'll grant you that, but there's no loss.
Wow. So the guy that died that I said apparently was Smiley's friend is Joshua Hoy Lucchese. And since he's Smiley's friend, it is believed that this was rival gangs shooting at each other, and Hoy Lucchese died. The third guy that was arrested, they don't think he was arrested on gun charges, but they don't think, and the Times uses the word melee. They don't think he was involved in the melee.
It's a melee now?
That's the word they're using in their articles.
Yeah, it's funny. The headline says, likely a shootout, not a mass shooting. I think if 18 people get shot, that's a mass shooting. Notice how they're downplaying it? Oh, it was just rival gangs. No, it was a mass shooting.
It was a mass shooting.
Yeah, 24 bodies down.
Right, they wanted to distinguish it from the crazed gunman like the guy in Vegas who just starts shooting people randomly.
By the way, they're still not printing photographs in the LA Times of the perpetrators.
No, you're wrong.
Today they did?
Yeah, take a look at the article. Ray put it
yesterday
in
and the day before they didn't.
No, it's also in the newspaper, the printed edition. It's the two brothers.
No kidding.
Yeah, but if you look at the article, do you have it? The one that's titled, At Least Five Shooters Involved in Sacramento Shooting?
I mean, look.
There's a picture of the two brothers.
Because I got the printout.
Oh, you didn't? That's right. The picture of Smiley and a picture of Don.
I got a picture of two cops. Oh, I see. You scroll down. Yeah, they finally did the booking photo.
Yeah, they did. And they put it in the printed edition, too. Because a couple of our listeners pointed it out, and maybe not yesterday, but today they did have the pictures.
Well, it took them 3 days.
Right, because we suspect that the woke crowd eventually is going to want to eliminate things like that because they don't want you to generalize and demonize a race.
I see.
If it happens to be that the perpetrator is black.
I see. So now they're going to
But they did put that.
They're going to suppress information.
They probably had a big discussion about it. But
I'm sure. There's a reason that it wasn't there Monday and Tuesday.
Yes, exactly.
And it's not even the top photo. It's not even the top photo. You have to scroll down to get to the...
Yes. Smiley has, I can't tell if it's a tattoo. It looks like it's a tattoo on his left cheek. He is not a happy-looking guy, but again, it's a mugshot.
No, facial tattoos, bad, bad sign. Anybody who has a tattoo on his face.
Yeah, it's you really want it to be prominent when it's on your face. All right, we got more coming up.
John and Ken, KFI. John and Ken Show, John Cobalt and Ken Shampoo, KFI, AM 640 live everywhere on the iHeart Radio app.
This is one of these stories. Why doesn't this happen to me? Some woman was in a store. It was Avance in Tarzana. She put $40 into a California Lottery scratcher vending machine. And she's sitting there trying to figure out which one of the scratchers to buy, and somebody bumps into her, and her finger hits a button and out pops one of those $30 tickets. Those are the more expensive one. The 200X scratcher ticket. And she's like, tick, because the guy didn't even apologize, walked out. And she's like, I didn't want to buy it. She won $10 million with that scratcher. Sometimes life just works like that. It was a $10 million scratcher. Now she should find that person and give him $1 million.
Now that's loaded in the machine, that ticket?
You know, it's funny because that happened to me when somebody bumped me, but I hit the wrong. I was just like, my finger was popping around between the different tickets, and I just, I didn't want to buy that one. Oh, well.
But it was already loaded. Somebody was going to get $10 million.
Yeah, whoever. Right. If she didn't buy that ticket, the next person that did, yeah. The scratchers are preloaded, yeah.
Oh, right.
And they're distributed randomly, and the next guy, whoever ever eventually bought that ticket out of the machine. I know I could have sat there for months before anybody bought
it. Right. Somebody else was denied $10 million and we'll never know it.
That's right. There we'll could never be one guy that liked that particular scratcher and he was going to go to Tarzana that day. And
right.
Maybe he did later, but he got a loser ticket.
Those scratchers pay up to $10 million, really?
I told you, it's a $30 ticket.
Oh.
You see.
But still.
You know, I don't think you're going to get $10 million for buying like a $2 scratcher. This was a $30 scratcher. She put $40 in the machine, right? And she accidentally hit the $30 scratcher ticket.
Wow.
Yeah. Sometimes I buy the high-end ones because, you know.
When you haven't
dream big.
You haven't been to Las Vegas in a while and you start getting little.
That's the truth. When I go to Las Vegas and I have this argument with other people I go with, I said, I don't want to sit there and just bet 50 cents at a time at the stupid slot machine because what can I win? So sometimes I go for the $3, $4 bet.
You got to go big.
They see you agree with me.
Oh, yeah.
Go big to win.
Yeah.
Go big to win. That, big. But of course, you can lose a lot too.
Yeah.
$100 goes quickly.
I can't stomach the idea of gambling away money. But in the very limited times I have, I quickly got bored. It's like, well, so what if I win here? I'm going to get $20. This is not worth my time. No. So yeah, if I was going to do it, I would do it big. At least you get a surge out of it. You get some adrenaline going.
Yeah. All right. By the way, coming up after 3 o'clock, you can't miss this story. We got another story about Hannah Tubbs. Does anybody remember who Hannah Tubbs is?
You mean James Tubbs?
Yeah, right.
Hannah's the scam.
Again,
name.
I'm too woke.
Yeah, boy, you got to be put to sleep. You're too woke.
You call that the scam name.
That's the scam name, yeah.
You've heard the other woke expression, the dead name?
Yes, yes.
And James Tubbs would be the dead name if you really believe, right.
Well, because if you refer... Yeah,
that's considered a sin when you dead name somebody.
I know. I've seen activists like start screaming bloody murder. You dead named him.
I think they've even punished people in workplaces or other places who do that.
Yeah, that is true. You get some kind of human resources gargoyle.
Well, anyway, James Tubbs, and you're right, I think he's scamming us by pretending to be a female named Hannah Tubbs, is the person who molested a 10-year-old girl in a Denny's years ago. This is the George Gascon case, where he's ended up with a sentence that's like, how long was it? A couple of years in like a teenage?
It's going to end up being less
delinquent
than 2 years.
Facility or something? Or?
Yeah, a juvenile detention.
You know, this person is now 25, I think.
Yeah.
But there's another story apparently that's popped up, thanks to Fox News Digital, about James Tubbs. We'll tell you about it after 3 o'clock. These stories are only worth doing because it's another John and Ken take on, sorry, John, the coronavirus. The reason I bring it up is because the New York Times put out a story today, which only progressive media or the crowd that still thinks that there's a lot of fear and interest in the COVID news. Good morning. Why haven't COVID cases started rising again in the United States? They're puzzled. And then they present this chart, okay? Daily average cases per capita. And it's only from February, March, and April. And it shows the U.S. at the bottom. You see France, Netherlands, Italy, and the United Kingdom by comparison. None of them are that high compared to February. But France has had a bit of an uptick. And maybe the Italy and U.K. a little bit. But the U.S. is still on this sort of slow downward spiral. And nobody can figure it out. Here are the explanations. Maybe the U.S. has more of more immunity. Maybe, and this always comes up, we're doing fewer tests. Meaning, yes, there's probably more people here with this subvariant thing, but they don't know, care, or they're not testing anymore.
Okay, I got to tell you something. I went to college over the weekend. My son was playing in a baseball game, right? Huge parking lot next to the ball field. Half the parking lot was devoted to a COVID testing center, right? And they had 5,000 cones set up so you could go up and down and up and down the aisles, leading you to the table where you get tested. Zero cars.
Nobody going anymore.
Nobody was getting tested.
Yeah, cobwebs.
Yeah. This was
95% of people have moved on. I'm still seeing the outdoor masks. I saw a few today. This puzzled me. I was at the beach. There's a couple of people walking on the path there with their masks on. Beautiful outdoor beach air. What are you doing?
I break out in laughter when I see them now. They crack me up. As each day goes by, it looks more and more absurd. Like, I saw some...
It does start to look absurd. They're going in for surgery.
Like, some youngish guy in Whole Foods walked past me with a mask on, and I actually laughed out loud. I don't think he noticed.
The third explanation.
You look like a fool.
The third explanation from the Times is a good one, though. It's called just wait. You see, that means it still could be coming.
Oh, okay.
Now, in relation to this, this study out of Israel, we've always been looking to Israel, haven't we, says that that second booster shot, if it provides any more protection against Omicron and these subvariants, it doesn't last very long.
What, 4 weeks?
Yeah, just a few. Just about 4 weeks. Disappears completely after 8 weeks.
Oh, so it's a bust. It's a loser.
Yeah. Now, they only focused on adults 60 and older, but that's who they're pushing now.
Well, those are the ones at risk.
That's exactly right. So it doesn't look like it's making much of a difference.
No, very few are going to get the second booster because the first booster only got 30% penetration.
When you gave me that stat, I was shocked.
Yeah, I was surprised too.
I would have guessed at least 50% got the second booster.
No, everybody's done. I'm telling you, it's like that COVID testing center. You know how many people probably had some kind of cold or flu symptoms on Saturday? Right. And, you know, just last year, you would have had hundreds of cars just from, because most of the testing, you had less than 5% people reporting a positive test. So 95% of the people in line on all those days when everyone was in COVID panic didn't have COVID. They had regular colds and flu.
Right.
Or allergies or something. And now I don't think people are getting sick and they're just saying, all right, fine, I'll stay home a few days. And you don't test because if you test, then you got to tell everybody and then you got to go in quarantine and your company's got some protocol. It's like, you know, I'm just going to take a vacation week.
Yeah, but if you go on vacation and you go out of the country and you come back to the U.S., you have to test.
Yes, that's true. If you have to.
Hey, when are they going to give that up?
I don't know. Gosh, I wish soon.
That's your great fear, isn't it?
It is. It is, absolutely, because then I wouldn't care. I wouldn't care either. It's a cold, whatever, no big deal. But I don't want to get stuck somewhere.
You locked up in a foreign country for 2 weeks.
Yeah, won't that be exciting?
In a hotel room, yeah. No, you'll be under arrest.
What is your next big trip?
It's not big, but I'm going to Mexico next month, and I'm scared that I'm going to...
You're going to get shot.
Well, hopefully not. I think I'd rather get COVID than shots.
I heard at some of the resorts, there's been some killings again.
I know, and I'm going to a place outside of Cancun.
Oh, okay. I don't remember if that was one of the places.
Well, Cancun, yes. Cancun. And
Cancun had
but
a rough
if you do see
stretch,
Mexican troops on the beach, I wouldn't.
Hi, guys.
That's quite a picture.
Did you see that photo? Did you see the photo?
No.
Oh, all right. I'll show it to you.
Oh, you should show it to her.
It was like one of the Cancun beaches. And they had, I guess, drug runners were coming up out of the ocean. And
I heard about that. I didn't see the pictures, but I heard about that.
They started firing at some other gang. And so now they had a big crew of soldiers standing with automatic weapons.
With their weapons, they're on the beach. And people are just lying there on blankets and chairs like it doesn't matter, right?
Standing next to couples and families.
It's like,
I'll feel safe.
I guess you could look at it that way, but I wouldn't go to that beach.
No. Plenty of people were there. I guess they paid for their trip, and they said, fine, I got an armed guard standing next to me.
All right, we got more coming up.
John and Ken, KFI. John and Ken Show, John Cobell, Ken Champeau, KFI. AM 640 live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app. I showed her all the pictures of the Mexican guardsmen on the Cancun Beach.
Those are troops. Those are military.
That is military.
They're guarding the beach.
Yeah, she was not happy.
Beachgoers are not killed by drug cartel people.
And the drug cartel people were coming up on jet skis.
Is that what they were doing?
Yeah.
What, to deliver the goods to the tourists?
Deliver the bullets. Oh, yeah.
They're coming to the resorts to deliver drugs and the jet ski up to the beach.
Yeah, that's their version of Amazon.
That's right. It's like Uber Eats. Cartel delivers.
Somebody order the cocaine?
Oh, I found two more videos of Biden. I can't stop watching this.
I know. It's mesmerizing.
I think I found the one you might be talking about. He's standing outside. Obama is in a circle of people shaking his hand, greeting people. And Biden's kind of standing outside looking. And he looks like he's trying to talk, but everybody's ignoring him, including Obama. And he's outside the circle, so he's clearly.
Do you see where he's tapping on Obama's shoulder repeatedly?
Yeah, I'm trying to see that. Yes, I do see it. Yes. He's almost got his left hand on his shoulder, like, this is my buddy, my pal. But you're right, he is trying to.
And Obama doesn't acknowledge him.
No. And you would feel somebody holding your shoulder like
right.
that. But Obama keeps leaning in, ignoring Biden behind him. Oh.
It's like, it's as if Joe has a bad odor and everybody just is staying
oh,
away.
Oh, yeah. There's a picture, too, of the hand on Obama's shoulder, Biden trying to get his attention.
Hey, remember me, Joe?
The story says that Obama may have said something like, I'll get with you later.
Leave me alone. Can't you say I'm with people?
Oh, and bad news. Kamala Harris's communications director has tested positive for COVID-19 after close contact with the VP.
Wow.
But she will continue her public schedule. Harris will.
There is a run of COVID cases in the White House. And
is
also
that what's going on?
Also yeah. among journalists. They had this political dinner called the Gridiron Club Dinner. Which is
yes,
an annual event,
yes,
and the
yes.
politicians roast each other, and the media sits there and laughs. And they think it was a super spreader event, because now a lot of people who went to that event on Saturday have the big C.
Is this that subvariant, BA2, whatever? It's like
BA2. BA2
bounces off of people.
I think BA2's got the biggest percentage of cases. And then there's a sub variant called XE.
You're ahead of me on that one.
Yeah,
I don't know why they looked into XE.
I don't know why they gave up on all the.
Pi was supposed to come after Omicron.
I
looked it up. The next Greek letter was pi.
Yeah,
I'm disappointed. I wanted the variant.
The pi virus.
Yeah, I think because these are not like there's variants and then there's subvariants.
Uh huh. Yeah.
It's like a mutation of a mutation, so maybe it gets a different designation.
Yeah, I think so. It doesn't have. It's not that much different, and they're all a little bit more transmissible. And all these subvariants, the vaccine doesn't do much.
No, and apparently, and I heard Deborah Mark mention it. This is a blow to one hell of a juggernaut campaign for mayor Mike Fuhrer has COVID. DC
wow.
attorney.
He's had a bad week, huh?
I don't know if this is going to sideline him. I mean, we're only 2 months away from the big vote for mayor in the June primary, and
him attending.
He's coming up strong.
Him attending the blackmail meeting in the DWP scandal, that should have taken him out.
Yeah, that was yesterday's big news. That he certainly was at a meeting where they discussed paying off a blackmailer. It was going to reveal that a lawyer was playing both sides of a lawsuit.
Do you ever show up at a blackmail meeting? And he's the city attorney. He's supposed to be exposing
this stuff. You think that's
on
the agenda memo that goes out?
It's like
meeting with blackmailer.
Wait, I'm city attorney. I want to run for mayor. I'm showing up at a blackmail meeting to decide whether we pay the blackmailer because he's got the goods on the big scandal we're involved in.
But you'd have to take the meeting. Otherwise, he'll go public and really blow the whole thing sky high. So what do you do?
Well, it's too late because you got involved in the stupid scandal to begin with.
I just think you do that meeting like, you know, on a street corner at midnight. You don't have it on the official meeting calendar.
Yeah.
And bring all these people in.
On the calendar, it said, Fuhrer, 4 p.m., should we pay off the blackmailer? That's the agenda.
Well, knowing stupid city employees, it's not hard to believe.
These are really dumb clucks.
All right, coming up next, we're going to talk about the person known as Hannah Tubbs, formerly James Tubbs. This is the person that sexually assaulted a 10-year-old girl in a Denny's back in 2014. And when they finally caught up with Tubbs, George Gascon is now DA. So the sentence was pretty light. You probably know about this now. But they've dug up another story involving Tubbs from a year earlier than the assault on the 10-year-old. And this child is a lot younger. It's really disgusting coming up.
John and Ken Show, Deborah Mark has the news, KFI AM 640. It's never been more important to diversify your financial portfolio.
Well, that's right. The S&P is down 20% from the last year, and this year looks even worse.
Gold and precious metals offer a hedge against inflation and stock market volatility. And Legacy Precious Metals is the company Ken and I trust.
Protect your retirement account by rolling it into a gold-backed IRA or have metals shipped directly to your door.
Call our friends at Legacy Precious Metals today at 866-691-2173.
Or visit buylegacygold.com.
This week at Safeway, enjoy big savings with the BOGO sale, where select items throughout the store are buy one, get one free. With this week's BOGO sale, get select meats like Signature Farms 90% lean ground beef or boneless, skinless chicken breasts or thighs, buy one, get one free. Plus, select fresh produce items like 1 pound containers of sweet strawberries or containers of blueberries or buy one, get one free. Safeway, come in and explore and see what other deals you can find.
Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.